Hey, this is Sharan Srivatsa. Welcome back to the Business School Podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to take you behind the scenes of a presentation that I made to 37 CEOs. And I talked to them about how to actually add these five force multipliers into their business that will allow them to build, grow, and scale their time, their effort, their income, their joy, and overall their impact. And the best part of it was I got good feedback on this three-hour presentation that I did. So I compressed a three-hour presentation and to give you just the nuggets so that you can do exactly the same thing step by step. I break it all down for you starting right now.
One thing is for certain. Just because it's tried and true doesn't mean it's working right now. So the big question is this. Where can you learn what is working right now? The strategies, the tactics, the psychology, and the exact how-to. How to grow your business. How to blow up your personal brand and supercharge your personal growth. That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Sharan Srivatsa, and welcome to Business School.
I'm a big believer in hiring that one superstar, that one superstar hire, that one specific hire, that one tactical hire who can completely change your life and your business forever. I recently spent some time with 37 business owners, 37 operators who are all in the under 3 million in gross revenue range. I was speaking to a mastermind group that my friend runs, and he said, "Hey, Sharan, can you speak to these 37 business owners who all do less than $3 million overall." Now, here's the interesting part. Almost all of them were in the 1 million to 3 million range top line. Now, whether you are in that range or not, whether you're higher or lower, it doesn't matter. This will help you because I may give you a perspective that can, if it worked for them, it'll work for you. So let's define this 1 to 3 million first. The 1 to 3 million range, when folks get to a million, it actually changes their business right away. If you're running a business, they're not in that single job anymore. You need more than you to actually operate it well. There are very few exceptions, by the way, but if you want to do better and grow the business from 1 million, generally people get stuck in the 1 to 3. And let me define the 1 to 3. I call the 1 million to 3 million range the swamp of success. The swamp of success. Because if someone built a $1 million business, they're doing pretty well. And then they get a million, million and a half, 2 million, 2.5 million. And I see people just get stuck in the swamp. They can never get out of the 1 to 3 range. They go up and down. They always stay. I know people who've stayed in the $2.5 million range for 10 plus years, and they can never break out. And I call it the swamp of success. And I've been thinking a lot about what would be the force multipliers, what would be the dredge, what would be the tools, who would be the people that get you out of the 1 to 3 million range, would get you out of the swamp of success. And I think this is applicable to everybody. And I want to give you both the answers that I believe and also the tools to actually get you the result that you want. There are five force multipliers that I shared with this group of 37 CEOs that I want to share with you. And I call it the five force multipliers to get you out of the swamp of success. The first one, it seems really basic, but most people don't want to hire an admin specialist. We, by the nature of what we do, we have a lot of admin work. And when I say admin work, all of us have things that we have to do that are very administratively oriented, and we just build it as a part of our day because we have always kind of done it that way. We check our own email. We make our own flight reservations. We check DMs on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on TikTok, on Snapchat, on whatever, right? We suddenly just need to make a doctor's appointment or cancel the doctor's appointment. We got a Verizon or cell phone bill that somehow needs a credit card upgrade, but you lost your password. A lot of those things, it's 20 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 5 minutes here, 3 minutes there, and suddenly our to-do lists get bigger, fatter, and more distraction-oriented, and you'll start to look at your to-do list. And I guarantee you, if you're a good operator, go ahead and look at your to-do list right now. Think about the things you have to do right now. I will tell you 7 out of the things that you have to do are probably admin-related. And there's one of two things related to that, which is I'm not going to have somebody else look at my email. I'm not going to have someone else manage my calendar. I use Calendly. I'm really efficient. I used to say that. I still do that. You know, I'm anal about how I do certain things, but you don't get leverage that way because you don't get to do the things that can change the world. And in fact, you're being irresponsible to the financial future of your family by choosing to do the things that are actually non-revenue generating that someone else can do. Now, I want to clarify this function. A lot of people will say, well, if it's less than a $10 an hour job, then you should give it to someone else. That is wrong. Let me tell you why. It is wrong just because I have 10 $10 an hour tasks and I should probably give that to someone else. Maybe. Only if I can figure out what exactly I'm doing with that time. So if I have 10 jobs that take 10 hours and it's a $10 an hour task, if I can't really get my hour back and do something joyful with it, create more revenue with it, have more freedom with it, and all of that, then I'm only going to get resentful in the future. So that's why a lot of people will never get an admin expert, because they don't feel like they deserve it, or they don't feel like giving up control. And it's not a mechanical thing, it is a philosophical thing, right? And once you solve that, like, amazing things happen. So the first thing that I would do is I would go to assistantly.com, which my friend Late Masarwe runs Assistantly. I have 11 VAs just on Tron brand from Assistantly. And I would ask, hey, I'm looking for an EA. I'm looking for an executive assistant. I just want a part-time executive assistant who can get my life in order. And here's the interesting part. Even if you did nothing, even if you gave him or her no tasks, what it'll do is once you hire that person, it'll allow you to know, hey, I have this person. Like, what would I give him or her? And then you'll start to learn to offload things because you have the person. You don't want to make the list before you get the person. You want to get the person and then make the list. And let me tell you why. Everyone will advise the opposite. And I would not do that because you will continuously procrastinate. Let that person sit on and twiddle their thumbs for the first 2 weeks. You will realize that you have a great resource. You're not utilizing them. And when you get admin support, admin expert who can do things much faster than you can, you'll start to realize almost everything that we end up doing is non-revenue generating. Almost everything that we end up doing, it does not move the needle. You'll start to realize to the point where, oh my goodness, I don't have the extra time. Think about if you were the president of the United States, you're being ushered from room to room, from conference to conference, from idea to idea, from place to place, and every minute of every day is extremely efficient. That's how you want to live your life. And it's not that because he's POTUS. It's because there is so much riding on the president of the United States' time. You should think of yourself as the president of your business, the CEO of your business. Why can't you have the same feeling? So the first thing I would do is I would get a part-time EA, part-time executive assistant, remote part-time, because then it'll force you to get the tasks out and you'll realize the different things that are on your plate that you can actually learn from. The second thing that I would do is to get a project management expert. Now, even whether you're a visionary or an integrator or an operator, every single person, even our COO, needs a project manager. Project managers are worth their weight in gold because the 1 to 3 million, the problem there is you end up doing a lot of things yourself. Instead, if you have an idea and you can give it to a project manager and say, hey, Jenny, here's the idea that I have. It looks like it has, you know, 3 to 5 to 10 big pieces. Can you like sketch out the ideas, do the research and come up with the project plan for this? And when Jenny does that, you'll realize very quickly whether that project is a good idea or it's not a good idea, whether it's a now project or a not now project, whether it's a hire a consultant project or actually learn how to do this project. You'll realize what you actually need to get done. And you can either, again, go to Assistantly and say, hey, I want a project manager candidate. They can find you somebody locally in the US, in Latin America, wherever. And you only need a part-time person, or you can get a consultant to do that. Somebody that you can just talk to get all the projects out of your head. And once they put a plan together, you'll know the result. And then you're like, I don't really need to do this after all. So the second force multiplier is when you can get a project manager and that project manager sits on all your meetings. Your job is not to do anything. Your job is to have them sit in on the meetings so that they can do the project plan and you know what you have to do next. Number three, you want a systems expert. A systems expert allows you to realize the power of automation, the power of leverage, the power of technology, the power of push a button and have magical things happen, the power of being organized. And a lot of people are like, well, I'm just going to go learn ClickFunnels or Go High Level or Salesforce or ActiveCampaign. Unless you want to become an expert, that it's crazy. Like, I will tell you this. I'm a user of I use ActiveCampaign for my CRM. I'm a user of it. Well, I'm technically savvy, so I set up ActiveCampaign in such a way that it works well for me. But the problem is, that most people can't do it that way. Like now I spend 99% of my time using the system that I built. I don't every minute think about, oh, should I get a new signature? Should I build a new workflow? If I need to, I build it one time. And what you want is you want a systemologist. You want a systems expert. You want to be able to say, okay, I'm running an event. I need a webinar, a piece of software. I need a QR code. I need a link that gets leads, and I need an automation sequence, and I need a landing page. Great. How long is it going to take you to do that? I will tell you, 9 out of 10 people, it takes them forever to do that. And because of that, they don't do the webinar, they don't do the sale, they don't do those things. So instead, if you just had a systems expert, it would be amazing. So for example, you should, so my friend Leo Chen builds all the systems for me and my friends and all the companies that I advise. And Leo's amazing. It's systemology.agency, or I'll link up Leo's information in the show notes. But essentially, you should book a call with Leo's team and say, hey, here's everything that I'm trying to do. Here's all the technology projects on my plate. Here's like all the things my team's doing manually. What do you think? Where do you think I can do better? Hey, I really want to do email marketing. I really want to do Sharon's deal of the week. I really want to build this email system. I really want to build a CRM money machine. I really want to make sure like Calendly is hooked up to my CRM, is hooked up to my sales page. I really want to make sure that my, you know, my entire website and text message infrastructure is working. All of the things that you've thought about that you've never done, it can add insane leverage to your business if somebody just built it out once for you. And the best part is a lot of these things are one-time build-outs. Once they build it, they teach you how to push a button and then that's it. You're done. They can do everything after that. So when you hire a systems expert, you give them scope. They build out a scope. They build out a project plan. They deliver the whole thing in like 30, 60, 90 days. And once it's done, it's done. And you have this asset that's working in your business that is unbeatable. And that things like that are what gets you out of the swamp of success. So number three is to hire someone like Leo Chen, who runs systemology.agency, as a systems expert who can really build an asset for you that can completely, you know, make sure things are automated and they run smoothly. So that's the third force multiplier. Here's my fourth force multiplier, and that is on the accounting side. I actually know of people who don't even have books. Every year at tax season, they just scramble to try to get their tax return done. But instead, if you just had a basic bookkeeper who would do the P&Ls on your balance sheet every single month, who would just reconcile your Stripe or your commissions or your credit card statement or your checking account or your mortgage, whatever, they can just aggregate all of it and build you a P&L and show it to you monthly. It's amazing how much clarity you have in your business. In fact, my financial advisor, my accounting manager, her name is Christine Valdez, and she runs a great back office accounting company, and she does it for almost all the companies that in our portfolio. They does it for all my entities, all our real estate companies. She does all of it. And the interesting part is every single month, by the 6th or 7th of the month, I get a report that has the full P&L done for the previous month, and it has all the trends, what I did last month, whether I'm up, whether I'm down, what my highest expenses were, what my highest revenue items were, whether I'm tracking high, tracking low. And at the end of, and if my CPA needs anything, he just contacts Christine's team, and that's it. By the way, Christine's team can do anything for you from a back office perspective. As long as you're not a publicly traded company, she only does like small and medium sized businesses. But she does real estate really well. She does services really well. She does real estate investing really well. And she understands it really well. She does all my stuff. But having an accounting manager was fantastic, because now I just send an email and I'm like, hey, can you send me my last P&L? She sends me the thing. I have the report. I look at it. I know exactly where I am, so I can make better decisions. The thing is, most people in the swamp of success don't really know where they are, so they can't make good decisions around it. And that's really difficult, right? So if you don't have an accounting manager and you're doing your own finances, I would highly recommend against it. Just have somebody else plug in and do the thing that they do really well. And then just send your report every single month. That way you can look at the dashboard and make better decisions. So that is force multiplier number four. So I talked about an admin expert, I talked about a project management expert, I talked about a systems expert, I talked about an accounting expert, right? Last but not least, I will tell you this, I'm actually looking for somebody, so if you know somebody, let me know. I'm looking for an AI expert. I'm going to get an AI expert on my team. Now, it can be consulting-based, it can be a virtual, it can be someone full-time. If you have a budget for a full-time person, have that person, because it took the iPhone 15, 18 years to become what it is today. That whole thing is going to happen in 1 to 2 years. Like, there is just creation of images. There is creating a Sharon bot. There is access to all the content that I've produced. There is creating show notes. There is making sure transcriptions are done. There is reading your email and summarizing it. There is taking a PDF of a contract that you got and making sure there's no personal guarantees to it. There is taking an Excel sheet and running a model for you. All of these things can be and should be done from a diagnostic perspective, by artificial intelligence. And so if you had somebody that was an AI expert that was researching the tools, because you and I are not doing that. Yesterday I was in an AI presentation by my friend Patrick Daly, and he talked about all these things. In fact, he told me that he built a Sharon bot. I don't even understand how to do this. Like, I have no time to be able to do this, but if I can hire somebody that could be a force multiplier for me, I could do so much, because now it leverages the thing that I already have. It leverages the knowledge that I already have. It leverages the content that I already have. It leverages the capability that I already have. And now, just by doing that today and not waiting 3 years, I'm so far ahead of the curve. Separation season is right now. This is the smallest investment that you can make, because in 3 years, that AI specialist that you hire is going to be 5 times more expensive than that AI specialist today, because the AI specialist today has no ability to charge that kind of money because they don't have that kind of ROI capability established in the marketplace. But in 5 years, everyone's going to need one, just like you have a CTO right now, or just like you have a CFO or a COO right now. You're going to have a CAIO, which is a chief AI officer, at some point, guaranteed. But between now and then, separation season is here. And if you can hire somebody or plug into an agency or work with the mastermind group, I will tell you what you want is, you don't want to think about AI as an output. You want to think about AI as an outcome, meaning you want to be able to say, hey, I'd like Sharon Bot that actually is a summary of all my podcasts, and then you can ask it a question. I don't want to say, hey, show me what you would do. I at this point, because the technology is changing so fast, it is useless for you to learn, especially when your time is spent with your clients or creating products or doing marketing or being face-to-face on podcasts or YouTube videos or et cetera. AI can't do that. Well, it can, but they can't do that as well as you can do it. So could you have a force multiplier as an AI specialist just for the next 2 years? That will be probably the best investment you can make. And I will tell you, I'm making it right now. So here are the 5 force multipliers that I recommended to get out of the swamp of success. And even if you do one of these, you're going to have insane results. Number one, an admin expert. Ask yourself the question, if you could have somebody part-time, how it will teach you to become better, to transfer, to delegate, to learn that you are probably doing 70 to 80% of your time extremely administrative related tasks that are not revenue generating. And if you started doing more of that, you'll be more joyful, right? Number two is a project management expert, somebody that you can talk to that'll build project plans so you know what you can do, what you can't do, what's a now problem, what's a not now problem. Number three, it's a systems expert like Leo, someone that does systemology where they can take the ideas out of your head and build systems for it. And then once the system's in place, that just works automatically, which is really powerful. Number four, an accounting expert, someone that just manages all the back end of your finances and accounts for all of it, and that just gives you a report once a month. And number five, an AI expert, an investment today that can really help you and your business learn and grow so much faster, because this is separation season. My idea was to, this was exactly what I talked about in my talk with these 37 CEOs on teaching them how to get out of the swamp of success. And hopefully this is helpful to you too. I have no idea whether you're going to like or subscribe and all that. I'm not going to ask you to do that. But what I would appreciate is if you can take a screenshot of this episode and just share it and say, hey, that was interesting. That was good. I'm going to do X. I'm going to do Y. Or shoot me a reply or shoot me a message saying what you're going to do, because that will help me know that you like this so I can make more like this for you. So please do me a favor. Take a screenshot or take a picture of this. Post it on social. Tag me and say, hey, that was good. I liked XYZ. That way I know I can make more like this for you. This was a little different episode on how you can use the 5 simple force multipliers, even if you use one of the 5, to get you out of the swamp of success and create massive scale in your business while giving you a lot of joy. So please take a screenshot, tag me, and I will catch you on the next one.
Hey, Sharon, I have a cool gift for you. Since you like this podcast, I actually have an ultra super secret private podcast that I make just for my partner companies and the CEOs and influencers that I advise. It's called 10K Wisdom. because I try to wrap $10,000 worth of value in every single episode in just under 10 minutes. That's why it's called 10K Wisdom. It's raw, it's real, it's got no intro or outro or anything like that. It's just straight to the point and to the insights. Since you like this podcast, I think you will like that. So, for the first time, I'm making it available to you. Just go to 10kwisdom.com, the number 10kwisdom.com, and my team will activate it for you as my gift. Go to 10kwisdom.com. I'll see you there.